Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Rita Moore, and I am a psychic medium connecting with those who have passed over. I would like to keep the readings between 5 and 10 minutes in length, and also I'm just not legally able to answer any medical questions. With that said, we do have an open forum regarding metaphysics, so just relax, grab your favorite beverage, and on with the show. Tonight, while we're waiting for our callers, we're going to delve into something that I think has been around as a topic of discussion for quite a while now, and we're going to discuss past lives. Now, the fact of the matter is whether or not past lives actually exist, reincarnation, I don't think that that's the issue because, as a rule, the subconscious does not know the difference between what we consider our physical reality and what's imaginary. It takes it in as a fact, as this is really happening. So, on with the show now. In any event, there are so many roads in the psychic realm that it's kind of sometimes difficult to navigate which road we should go down. And that is why I try to choose certain topics to give us a little bit of direction. And tonight, like I said, it's past lives. And why go down the past lives road? Mainly because of the fact that it can be very healing. It can be give you a certain amount of knowledge that you may not have had before, especially in the areas of emotional trauma and also in the areas of bodily illnesses. So, in the meantime, if you want to look at it from this perspective, let's say that, for instance, you may have chronic neck pain. Is there a chance that the soul, which is eternal, has held a cellular memory of possibly being hung or being beheaded? This is quite a possibility. But first, we're going to take our first caller. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, Rita. My name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida.
Hello. Welcome from Florida. How can I help you?
Yes, Rita. I just wondered if you, what you saw for me this year as far as financial changes or maybe relationship changes coming my way.
Okay. Well, let me explain. I will do this as a courtesy, but I do what I'm doing on my readings is I'm connecting with those who have passed over. That is my forte. But I will not dismiss you or your question. And you want to know changes in as far as finances and what else?
Relationship-wise.
Okay. Actually, I do see a possible relocation for you. I feel, obviously, if you go too further south, you'll wind up in the water in Florida. But I do see a possible relocation for you a little bit further north. I feel that this is going to be an opportunity that's going to come your way possibly in March. I feel around the middle of March, actually. And like I said, it's an opportunity, so it's going to require a lot of thought on your part. This, I also feel, is not going to be working for someone else. I feel like this is a partnership of some kind, something where you have a little bit more control in regards to that. And I also feel that initially it may require some financial input, but which could be a little bit of a stretch. But I also feel that if you really want this, you can definitely go for it, and it will work for you. But it's just getting it off the ground. In other words, not the thing in and of itself, but you. It's making your mind up. Deciding, yes, this is the path I want to take. Speaking of which, I also feel a little bit of a discomfort, what I call a discomfort in your situation. I do not feel like an out-and-out panic thing, but it's uncomfortable. You know, like if you have a really thick wallet and you're sitting on it and it's digging in your behind, it's that kind of feeling. So with that said, this month is going to be the month for basically trying to put it all together. In other words, making up your mind, this is what I will do, this is what I don't do. kind of separating the wheat from the chaff. And then March is going to start the facilitation of bringing wherever your intention is going, very focused, very what I call directed energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Great.
So you see me like moving north of Florida or north in the country?
Initially, now here's how I'm seeing it. Initially, I feel like you'll travel north of Florida, or maybe within Florida, but a little bit further north, to either, I'm hearing the term negotiate, and then I see you going further north to possibly spearhead this. See what I'm saying? But I also feel, too, that even, I think the relocation is not technically mandatory, but it's almost like a personal choice. I want to be where this entity, this business, whatever it is. And so because of that, you have the choice of relocation. But I think it actually can be handled from where you are right now. So you do have certain alternative avenues that you can walk down with this.
Okay.
But thank you so much for calling, and I hope that answers your question. And also, I wish you the best with this endeavor. I think it's going to be a great change for you and one that's very much welcomed.
What was that again, ma'am?
I said I think there's going to be a great change for you, but one that is very much welcomed.
Okay. All right. I never really had anyone close to me pass away, but do you see anyone around me?
I see a male energy from a while back. It could be a grandfather, since it's an older male. And this happened quite a few years ago, but it's definitely a male energy.
Okay.
So in that respect, I will say that it could be your grandfather, and I also feel this would be, I feel, father's side.
Okay.
Okay, it's your father's side. And it's almost like he doesn't, quote-unquote, interfere with your life, but almost like a sense of a guiding hand.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
Thank you, Rita. Good night.
You have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye. Okay, well, in any event, we were speaking about past lives. And so, you know, like I said, if you had this pain in your neck, a chronic pain that you cannot relate back to this lifetime, in other words, I didn't hurt my neck in any way, didn't have an injury, then where is it coming from and why is it there? Well, I think at the heart of it, we all know that there's what is termed as the body and mind connection. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, Rita.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Gregory.
Gregory?
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you, Gregory. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I'm not really sure what type of information that you are able to convey, Rita, but I wanted to get my wife to do this, but she didn't want to, so...
I'm sorry, I didn't get that last part, Gregory.
I wanted to have my wife get a reading from you, but she's not available at the moment.
Oh, okay. Did she want to connect with someone that had passed over?
She has somebody that has.
Yeah.
But, of course, so have I.
Let me ask you something, Gregory. Has her father passed? Because I feel there's a male energy that's passed for her.
No.
Okay. There's definitely a male energy around her. I don't, you know, if it's not her father, then it's still an older gentleman that has passed, and I feel this is... possibly up to about 7 years ago.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to hand the phone to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Rita. Who's this?
My name's Jolene.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
How can I help you, honey?
Well, I was wondering if you can tell me anything about my grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. I was telling Gregory that try to pull your grandmother towards us. The thing that I have a question about is I keep seeing a male energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if this person is related to you, but definitely a male energy that kind of hovers over you, watches over you. And this person is definitely older than you. This is not someone that is, you know, a contemporary your age or younger.
Uh-huh.
This is an older male energy. And he's very strong, by the way, so he's kind of not letting anybody else in. Also, is there, now, this is going to sound crazy, so just kind of work with me here.
Okay.
Is there a connection between you and a restaurant of some kind?
I used to co-manage a restaurant with my ex-mother-in-law.
Okay, okay. I'm just kind of getting a feel for the energy that I'm reading off of you. And I just kind of want to make sure I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Okay, let me see what I'm picking up on your grandmother. The first thing that I'm getting from her is, did this happen like 4 years ago or the number four?
I don't know. She's been passed a long time.
She's been gone a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
Just keep that number four in the back of your mind.
Okay.
I also feel distance. Now, this distance could have been telling me that it was far, you know, long ago, but I also feel a distance which tells me that it's possible that she was not near you at the time of her passing.
Yes.
And I feel that, but, you know, here's the strange thing. Well, it's not strange to me, but it's, in other words, you were always psychically communicating with this woman.
Yes.
You had this bond, like this cord almost, that attached the two of you together.
Definitely.
She understood you very well,
mm-hmm.
and you shared a lot of commonalities,
mm-hmm.
okay? And also the fact that she credits, like, certain talents that you may have to her.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean in an arrogant way. It's just like this is, you know, certain things are inherited. Some
uh-huh.
are good, some are not so good.
Right.
But with her, it's like, yeah, like let's say a talent of painting or something like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what you picked up from her. Now let me ask you a question. When she had made her transition, was there any kind of guilt energy around that for not being there?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay. It's kind of vague in my level of reading right now because it's kind of pushed away, so maybe I'm not feeling it as intensely as it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this much. When people find their way to me, it means that usually they're at a crossroads in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, it's either time to resolve this issue that you've been carrying a long time. And your grandmother is telling me that you've been carrying this like a heavy shawl around your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line here is, and I can tell you this, but, you know, this is head knowledge in a sense. You have to feel this in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your grandmother, it's like she's not telling me. She wants me to ask you a question.
Okay.
It's like, knowing who I am, do you think for 1 minute that I could ever hold anything like this against you?
No.
I mean, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like, on her part of it, this was never the thing.
Right.
But it was an issue for you because there was no closure here.
Right.
There was no ability to tell her everything that you wanted to say before she passed.
Correct.
But the fact remains that she already knew it.
Right.
And you know that she knew it, but it wasn't released. In other words, it didn't get out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt that it never would. It's like you're holding, it's almost like this whole bunch of love that you had for her and you didn't have anywhere to put it now that she's gone.
Right.
But in the meantime, it's like release it because she feels it and you've been holding it way too tight for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't doubt if you have problems physically because of this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially in the solar plexus and throat areas.
Uh-huh.
Part of which can be related to, like with the throat chakras,
mm-hmm.
it's like not speaking up for yourself.
Uh-huh.
with the solar plexus, it could be a matter even of overeating to stuff feelings down.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a form of protection and so on and so forth. And your grandmother, to me, and her personality was very much, she spoke very plainly and very truthfully, a no-frills kind of woman.
That's her.
Okay? It's like, stop this and stop it now.
Uh-huh.
It's not doing you any good for me to see you miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be happy because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are her words, by the way. They're not mine, so I'm not going to take credit for that. And also, when the weather gets warmer, she says something around water. Water kind of energy would be very, very good for you, by the way.
Okay.
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 So it could be just a day at the beach.
Uh-huh.
A walk along a lakeside place. Something where water is. Very uh-huh. beneficial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yes. One other question for you is
sure.
My connection between my children.
Okay, say that again, honey.
My connection that I have with my children.
Okay.
My son is coming back to live with us, and I'm torn between that. I mean, I want him here because I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to overshadow the fact that he's an adult and he needs to, you know, take care of himself and his family.
Well, actually, I don't think it's going to be as tough as you think it's going to be.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be almost what I would consider a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
And you'll know what I mean as time goes on. And I don't mean that to be a negative thing. I mean that to be a positive thing.
Uh-huh.
Because as time goes on and he's there, you're going to relate a lot better to him and him towards you.
Okay.
And I think you'll be able to really build a great relationship. Just don't put this, what I call a spirit of worry on this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the more we, quote-unquote, worry about someone,
mm-hmm.
the universe responds in like. So it's like, when you think of your son, I want, you know, think about all the wonderful things, the love that you have, and stay in that energy.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, back to Path 5. I know this is exciting you, isn't it? Well, it can be an exciting thing, because sometimes we wander around wondering why things are the way they are, and we also wonder why people affect us the way they do. Now, this is what I'm about to say is not going to be a reason nor an excuse. However, it can be something that's what I would consider an alternative way of thinking. Back in biblical times, incest was not considered, I think, incest. I believe that there were certain practices that were actually condoned and admissible within a specific culture. In today's society, that is not the case. And so, when we have a past life issue, we come what I would consider as a soul group. The people that you are in contact with that make the most impression on you are usually people that you have shared an experience with before in another lifetime. Now, keep in mind, you know, we're talking about time and space here, but the bottom line is that's where we're existing right now, when in actuality, it's existing all at once. And so time and space affords us the opportunity to so-called play it out. Now, with that said, when you heal on another level of existence, and what we call a past life, that healing actually filters down into this existence for the very fact that, like I said, it's all happening at once, and the fact that we are multidimensional. Our consciousness is in this existence right at this moment. but our consciousness is also multidimensional. And because of that, there are many things going on many levels, but we are here now. And if we had our heads in consciousness in all those levels at one time, without a doubt, we'd lose our minds. And that's why we're born into this world, which has been termed, as I've been told, we go through the halls of forgetfulness, which means that we don't remember what happened in a previous lifetime, because who we are today and what we may have been before may be very detrimental to us finding out this particular, you know, type of knowledge, which in a sense can be a good thing. So as we go on in soul groups and we meet different people, because I don't believe there are any accidents, I don't, as Einstein said, God does not play dice with the universe. It's a healing mechanism. It's a healing mechanism that can give you insight as to what is going on, because most of the things that have impacted our lifetime include what I would consider emotional trauma. The things that affect us the most are the things that have the most emotional impact on our lives. Now, this doesn't mean to say that it's totally negative. It can be very positive. We remember the positive things, and the feelings that derive from those positive experiences are the feelings that we want to keep recreating, because we want to stay in that I really want to feel good kind of feeling. And that is why a lot of times when people connect with each other and the relationship starts out wonderfully, and then after a while it kind of falls apart, we keep going back or try to get back with that person, not so much for the person or the people themselves, but the feeling that they initially gave us. And sometimes those feelings are new. They may be a type of a feeling that we never had before. So we really don't want the person back. We want that feeling back. And we try to keep recreating it and wind up in a vicious circle. And sometimes a past life regression can give you some insight to this. And I want to say this. A past life regression can be a double-edged sword, because even under the best circumstances, when it is done by a trained facilitator, sometimes nothing will happen, and there can be, you know, several reasons for this. You may not be ready to receive the information. You may not even trust the process. But even with that, when you go through a past life regression or you're thinking about it, it's a very, on a basic level, a very relaxing experience, much like hypnotism. Hi, this is Rita. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
This is Trish.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Trish.
Chris. Hi, Chris. I hope your evening is going well.
It is. I was wondering if you had any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay, Chris. Let me see what I can hone in on for you and see what's coming up. Now, are you thinking about redoing something or redecorating or turning something around, recycling something here? Because I keep seeing the color blue around you.
Doesn't resonate.
There's still that blue. Let me kind of go into that energy and see what's going on with you. What I'm actually being, or what I feel like as if I'm being told, is that, you know, when you talk about message from Spirit, I almost feel as if what is going on is that if you haven't done so yet, you're about to make a very important decision. It's like, should I or shouldn't I? At least that's the initial impression that I'm getting from this. And I feel like you're looking at it from the left side and you're looking at it from the right side, but you're not looking at it straight ahead. So it's the peripherals that I feel that are how would you say, interfering the outside in what I would call the outside influences. And so it's like your message is basically to keep looking ahead, ahead, ahead. It's like don't look back. Don't replay old memory tape. Just keep going forward. Now, I understand that is very generic in nature. So if you do have a very specific question about this, I can hone in on it a little bit more. But as it stands now, it's about a choice that you're going left to right, back and forth, but not forward. Make a decision, follow it, and don't think about it as a right or wrong decision. Think of it as more of, if I do this, then I'll experience this. And do I want this kind of experience? On the other hand, if I do that, then I'll experience that, and do I want that kind of experience? So it's more of an experience kind of thing as opposed to a right and wrong. And I hope this makes sense to you.
Not really. The one thing that I'm struggling with a little is I have to move, and I haven't found the right property.
Okay, there's your decision. That's number one. Okay, straight ahead. Let me ask you something. When you say you haven't found the right property, do you mean actually a purchase of a property or just somewhere to settle in?
So I'm going to have to move temporarily until I find the permanent place.
Mm-hmm. You may have to move a little bit further out than what initially you might have thought you would have. So, for instance, let's say if you thought you wanted to move maybe 5 miles, you may have to go 10 miles. It's like push it ahead, push it forward. It's go further out, a little bit further out is what I'm sensing with this. And within 3 days, you're going to find the right property, by the way.
To rent or buy?
To rent. To rent. It'll be very comfortable. I think you're going to like it very much, but I keep getting the number 3 with this, and I don't feel it's March. I feel like it's in about 3 days. Because you've definitely had the feelers out there, and I think that something may come out of, you know, something that you may have put out there a while back, but it may come up again. The opportunity may come up, but it may be a little bit further out, like I said, than you were willing to go.
When do you see the actual permanent residence?
The actual permanent residence is not going to actually happen until towards the end of this year, because I don't feel like you're going to be signing a year lease with this place. I know a lot of places you sign about a year, but it's either going to be like a 6 month or a month or type of arrangement that maybe this place is available for X amount of time. And it's a means to an end at this particular point in time. But I don't see an actual permanent move until later on this year after September. It's going to be in the fall month. It's going to be closer to that time period.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hi, I'm back. But in any event, so when we talk about past lives, we are talking about the healing process. So when you get a past life regression, and like I said, it can be a double-edged sword, and if you're choosing to do this, because like I said, if certain things don't make sense, this may be a route you may choose to take. It's just an alternative method. I know I have personal firsthand information about this because many years ago I had a past life regression. And I found the process very relaxing, very interesting, and at the same time very disturbing. There was one particular, I guess you would call it imagery that I experienced that I had almost, not a, what I would call a violent reaction to, but a very upsetting reaction to. And those who were involved in this past life are actually people who I know and deal with today. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, Rita. This is Heidi.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to hear you.
Same here.
I was wondering, do you have any message for me today?
Any messages today? Yes, I do. Why is there so much chaos around you?
I don't know.
The message is that don't be overwhelmed. Take
mm-hmm.
it one piece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can tell you this. Sometimes I will really make an attempt to straighten up my office,
mm-hmm.
and it's like hugely overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I just sit in the middle of the floor and take one thing and put it in its place and
mm-hmm.
take one thing and either toss it out or readjust it.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is to take it in increments because you're very sensitive to your environment, by the way.
Yeah.
And you know, you're the type of person that actually can feel dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you feel the energy of it. So that's why I'm saying take things in small pieces and clean up the mess, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's a room, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just start small and work your way towards the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
How is your relationship?
Stepdaughter.
A stepdaughter. How is your relationship with her?
She was with me for a year, and now she moved to San Francisco.
Keep in touch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, keep that connection going. Because speaking of past lives, I believe that your stepdaughter was a daughter in a previous lifetime. That's why there's the connection this
uh-huh.
time around.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. So I hope that answered your question, sweetheart.
Yes, she has a young son, 16-year-old, and his name is Mikey, and he's with me here. Do you know how soon he's going to be with the mother?
It won't be till after August.
Until August?
August, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be around August. He's got a little while to go yet.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're quite welcome. Have a great evening.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. In any event, going back to my past lives, and I believe at one point where we're talking about incest, there are times when we come into soul groups. And it could very well be that I'm not saying this is every case, but like I said, it's an alternative way of thinking. There are certain people that evolve with each other. For instance, I am the mother of two sons. It could very well be that possibly one of those sons was my father in a previous life. It could also mean that my dad in this lifetime may have been my brother in another lifetime. It could also mean that maybe the last lifetime I was a male. And maybe I have carried those tendencies towards this lifetime because on a soul level, on a cellular level, the soul has not made a complete transition into this particular incarnation. It may account for confusion about gender issues. It may account for issues about incest. Why would a particular male energy in a family be attracted to someone that is a daughter or a niece? Yes, I know that society deems this as, you know, a sick person, that, you know, something is wrong. When, you know, possibly 2,000 years ago, this may have been a totally acceptable practice. These are just other ways of thinking about things. This is not an excuse. Like I said, this is not a reason. But it may account for some of the hurt and some of the pain that whoever experienced this kind of abuse in their lifetime, it may account for the why. And it doesn't mean that these people do not need some kind of help because they, you know, they need to get through this and beyond it. And so part of the past life experience can be and has been shown to be a very healing modality in which you may want to choose that path to walk down. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, Rita. My name is Regina, and I was wondering if you might have a message for me tonight. I have an opportunity. My whole life's been kind of in a weird little chaos. I feel kind of in control, but something came up, and I'm wondering if it's going to be a positive thing or if it's something that'll end up being more of a problem.
Well, the first impression I'm getting from this is dot your I's and cross your T's. If you don't take care of the legal ramifications of the situation, if it calls for that, then it can be a problem down the road. But if you do your homework and it's done correctly, and I think that it will be a positive experience for you, although I do see it like, I see it as a very like base, bottom line kind of energy. It's something to build upon. Whatever that means, I have no clue. But I do know the legal thing. I keep getting the legal thing. So I don't know if this means you're going to have some kind of papers in regards to this or get paperwork done. But that's the main issue here. That's the strongest point and what Spirit is focusing on for you. And I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, there's no paperwork involved in this, but one of the things I was worried about were outside parties trying to cause me problems in some kind of legal manner on purpose, where it would actually have really nothing to do with them, but that actually was...
A third party causing a problem?
Yeah.
Actually, there's a thought about this on their part. But I don't feel like they would actually go through with this. Would this be a male energy?
Yes. It's at the present time, they're not aware that this is even a consideration. Actually, not a lot of people do. I'm just afraid that should I go ahead, it would be like adding a member to my family. I have some issues with other people in the neighborhood if they were going to make things worse for me. And, yes, it is a male that causes a lot of the problems.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Well, it won't be easy. I can tell you that much, but it's a foundation. Remember what I told you about a foundation?
Yes.
And I think that, let me put it to you this way. If you didn't do this, it'd be very hard on the other individual, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. And it's like you're the only person that this person can go to, if that makes sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're very caught in your heart and your head are at a crossroads with this. But the thing is that there are, like I said, legal ramifications with this. And unfortunately, I would love to be able to tell you what to do. What I see, I can tell you what I see, and I guess you can make your own decision based on what I'm seeing with this. I don't think the third party, so to speak, would cause a problem as long as things are kept, what's the word I'm looking for?
Under lock and
key. Enclosed, exactly.
Enclosed, that's actually a very, very, you have no idea what a good definition that actually was.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, honey.
That was dead on.
Okay.
Enclosed is a perfect...
I know what the situation is, but I'm not putting it out to the Broadway. I know. I understand it, and that's why I'm saying just keep it under lock and key. And, you know, and unfortunately, that's kind of a burden on you. But on the other hand, if you didn't do it, there's also this whole energy of guilt, condemnation, and everything that goes along with it. So it's like... Look at yourself and what's best for you, and do you want to really do this from your heart? Because I think if you do it from your heart, it'll be okay, and you can't worry about what other people think sometimes. You know, if you all thought like that.
Oh, I couldn't care less what anybody thinks. I'm just more or less worried about the kind of trouble it could cause if they tried to go a legal way. That was it. I mean,
yeah.
What anybody else thinks is definitely not on my concern.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. And you're right, this is definitely a decision of the heart.
Yeah, it's a decision of the heart, honey. And I don't think that the universe would drop this in your lap if you weren't the person to handle it, honestly.
Okay.
I really feel that.
It'll be a struggle, but it'll probably be...
It's going to be fine, but it will be
a little
bit...
It'll come out a lot better than the regrets if I don't try, right?
Let me put it to you this way. Actually, I think that, you absolutely should be concerned, of course.
Okay.
But the excess worrying and the what-ifs are not conducive to this situation. The less energy, the less worry energy you put into this, the better off it's going to turn out. And actually, it's going to turn out better than you think. But initially, it's going to have to find, you know, it's like feelers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You feel your way through. And I hope that answers your question, honey.
It definitely does.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And
thank
have a great
you so
evening.
Much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. In any event, so what we're talking about, not only can past life regression give you some answers, and like I said, whether or not they're imaginary or whether they're, you know, science comes up and says, yes, this is an absolute fact, we have lived past lives, it's not the issue, because these are another tool, another method by understanding ourselves, understanding our experiences, the choices that we make. And so that is why if you do decide to have a past life regression, I really do recommend it with a professional because, you know, some people have had wonderful regressions, and mine was kind of a mixed bag. I had a very strong emotional reaction that kind of clouded my judgment for many years afterwards. But it wasn't until I came to terms with that, and it was part of my learning experience. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help?
Hi, Rita. My name is Pam, and I'm calling to ask for any guidance, maybe from my mom or anyone that can help me with everything that's going on in my life right now, all the changes.
You know what your mom showed? I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at you what your mom is showing me.
What is
showing
she
me? Go in the bathroom, lock the door, and don't let anybody in. It's like I get the energy of keep out. You know, keep out. Yes, what I'm seeing is that you're in the middle, and there's a lot of people involved. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, mainly family, I assume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Because you're being kind of pulled in several ways. But the problem with this is, now, please don't take offense at this, but you do know that you put yourself in the middle of this, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whether by accident or by full intention, you kind of got stuck in the middle of it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what you're going to
have... Of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. What you're going to have to do, and as hard as this may sound for you, because you're a person that really, really wants to keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
Which is totally impossible. So it's like what you're going to have to do initially is put peace in the situation. And how do you put peace in this situation? By doing what the fair thing is. Not so much who wants what or who's doing what. It's like, you know, the last caller may have had to use her heart in a situation. I'm telling you, you're going to have to use pure logic in your head. You cannot allow your emotions to rule the day with this, because when all is said and done, what has to be done has to be done. And I think deep down inside you know this. It's just that there's a hesitancy because you don't want to alienate or anger or whatever certain people within this group that are
right.
involved in this situation. Now, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your grandmother...
On a romantic level...
Your grandmother, did your grandmother have a funny sense of, like a really good sense of humor?
My grandmother or my mother?
Well, whoever's coming through has a hysterical sense of
humor. It would be my mother, I believe.
Is that your mom? Okay.
Yeah.
The reason why it's like, her method is just get them all out and close the door and leave me alone. It's like tell them, this is your problem. I don't want to hear it anymore. You can be
right.
mad at me. You can love me. You can hate me. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's your guidance, by the way.
Pardon me?
I said, that's your guidance, by the way. But honestly, I really feel that logic has got to rule the day with this. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make the most sense in this. And people cannot look back and say, well, you know, you played favorites or this or that. You've got to do what's right. Because right now, I can tell you there's at least four or five people looking towards you for to pull all the pieces together, so to speak.
For what?
To pull the pieces together, like get everything the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, when you said that I'm kind of like surrounded in the middle, that's almost like in every area of my life, from my children to, you know, wanting a personal love life for myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many people around.
Yeah, that's what, you know, a lot of clutter, a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
But, you know, actually, pulling away a little bit emotionally as well as physically, it can be like a very quick, fast process to some people, like literally shut the door and don't take phone calls or whatever. But it can also be a weaning process. And I really think that in your situation, it's like you really need some downtime. And I know that sometimes in this life, that's just what I call a virtual impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be at least 5 minutes a day when you can clear your head and think straight. What I feel is this. I know that each one of these issues are very pressing to you because they always seem to all want to take first place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you, and you have the control over this to give power to whatever issue you want handled first. In other words, prioritize regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
I feel that once that you accomplish that, what is the most pressing thing? What is the thing that is really making me nuts kind of a feeling with this is the thing that you want to look at and go from that point or that perspective. And that perspective, like I said, is going to have to be the logical choice.
Yes.
As far as your relationship is concerned, the way I'm seeing it, that's like third on the list. I feel like family is tying with first with other issues. The relationship is kind of it's not undulating, but it's kind of weird right now. It's changing, it's shifting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energies are changing because the two people involved in this, well, one of which is you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're no longer on the basically the same page of music anymore. And so it's like one is at one level, the other is at the other level, and you're kind of missing each other. But I don't feel that being really handled. It's a growth process. And right now, my suggestion with that is kind of go with the flow with that. Just kind of take an observer seat and see what's going on with it. I wouldn't say anything like, well, this is it, I'm done kind of thing, because you're not ready for that. But you're
mm-hmm.
also, you know, this. In other words, this is not a time of ultimatums with that. So it's like back
right.
burner issue. It may be a little bit bumpy. It may be aggravating. It may be, you know, now, of course, if there was any kind of abuse going on, physical abuse, that's a totally different matter. But I'm not feeling that. You know, we all verbally abuse each other. Sometimes that can be fun, but don't get, you know, upset when I say that, folks. I'm funny that way, but if I feel like family issues are really the thing right now, that's my take on this. But you're still in control, and it's your life. And in any event, whichever thing that you choose to tackle first and put your energy towards, go in it with a very logical, kind of attitude and do the fair thing, do the right thing, and the right thing is the fair thing. And don't let the emotions intersperse with this, because that's the downfall. You know, sometimes we can do things from an emotional standpoint, and sometimes we just cannot.
Right.
So I hope that helps, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful evening, honey.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So in any event, we do have these so-called past lives that can sometimes give us answers, and especially if you're having, like I said, physical problems, sometimes chronic problems that you cannot trace back to this lifetime, and have a professional do it, because I think it could be very eye-opening. It could also, on many levels, really change the way perhaps you deal with people, because everything is relative. We're in relationship with everything, whether it's our finances, our friends. It just doesn't matter. It's just everything is relative to one another. And the fact that you are experiencing in this present time of where you're at right now is truly the culmination of all the past choices that you've made. So if you find that you're not experiencing things the way you would like, this may be an avenue to help you to resolve some former issues that pretty much have kept you down and you don't know why. It's like, well, I have no clue why I'm this way. And that's why I would suggest at least using this as an alternative method to helping you go forth and resolve some of these issues. With that said, I would like to also say this. With the past life thing, I do not mean to spend the rest of your life dealing with the past life, because the object is to be here now, is to live your life now. Fully enjoy this moment. 5 minutes from now is not guaranteed for any one of us. We have a very tenuous, precious hold on this life. And although we get very desensitized and we take things for granted, the fact of the matter is there are truly no guarantees. And so it wouldn't serve you, your loved ones, your future, your present, to constantly try to figure out what went wrong. But there are sometimes places in our lives that this can be an invaluable tool. And I just want to make that, myself clear on that, simply because I do not want any one of us dwelling on the past. Goodness knows we play plenty of old tapes in our heads. This is kind of similar to what a shaman would do, what is called a soul retrieval, which is in a sense the same, because we want our energy, we want a full vibration of who we are present now, that we can manifest things more to our own, how would you say, preference of experience. And so when it feels as if pieces of ourselves are missing, we've heard of shamans doing soul retrievals, and usually that means that we've left what I would call an energetic imprint somewhere along the line, which doesn't necessarily have to mean a past life. It could be a traumatic event that happened years ago. It could be something that happened yesterday. And so we, in a sense, whether metaphorically or not, we just pull that energy back to where we are, back into the present time. And we find that we're much more focused and we're so much more able to connect with what is truly going on around us and being in control of that, at least in control of our own thoughts about the way where our intention wants to go. When we're not fully in the present, our attention span is about as big as a gnat, because we don't know what we want. It goes here, it goes there, it's diluted. The whole thing, it's like taking perfume and diluting it down to toilet water. so you wouldn't be as effective. And that's why it's important to be fully in this moment. Now, I will be back in 2 weeks. I think it's the 18th. And we'll definitely have a different topic of discussion. And if you have any suggestions, you know, just email me or let me know, and I'll be happy to discuss anything metaphysical with you. One of my passions is crystals. I love crystals. They're of the earth, and sometimes certain gems, like pearls, are from the ocean. And I find that they can be harmonically very in tune with us. This is another method of healing, another method of connecting with your environment. And so in that respect, that could also, you know, just throwing it out there, be a topic of discussion. And we will at some point in the future discuss the understanding of karma, which I do not believe is a punitive or punishing thing. It's really, to me, karma corresponds to universal law. It's sort of like what you put out there kind of boomerangs back to you. And so in that respect, also, I'm trying to see if I have a message for someone. Okay. If there is a Susan listening, please be advised that there is a female energy around you, and if you've been a little bit under the weather, by Friday you'll be fine, okay? And I'm getting a very strong energy for, I don't know if this is for Joseph or from Joseph, but Joseph is the name surrounding this energy. And if you know that someone, I believe he's passed. I believe Joseph has passed. Anyone that has someone by the name of Joseph that is passed, just email me. Just go to my website and email me. And that would be ritamoore.org. And Rita Moore is one word. And so in any event, I hope you enjoyed this evening's program. It seemed like time just went, but that's what happens when you babble. But in any event, I enjoyed being with you and hope to hear from you soon. And that'll be Wednesday on, I believe it's the 18th of February. That'll be 5 p.m. Pacific. That's the West Coast. It'll be 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Virgil, you know who you are. If you're listening, I hope your knee is better, and I love you. And Geneva and Freddie and the whole crew, I love you guys, and take care, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.